The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Just flew into town tonight. Lady Luck was on our flight. I had a bite to eat at Gino's down the street. And now this welcome sight. Glad to see you're born again. Atlantic City, my old friend. Be there when I bet on 10. I bet on you.
Robert Goulet, what a way to swing into Atlantic City. Albert loves Robert Goulet. Of course, we're down in Atlantic City broadcasting live 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Frankie is in search of, this is the best. You know, I always ask, just a little, when I'm on the road, a little French toast. And like Harry Hurley, my buddy, said, it's bread and water. It's bread, water, and French toast. Maybe a little milk in it. It's okay. We can't find French toast. There's no coffee.
You're missing the other ingredient. Egg.
Egg, yes. That's what I said. Egg. And then, oh, look at Frankie's back. Oh, you went there. Look at you. Starbucks. I may vote for Howard Schultz then. Okay, I got it.
He dropped out.
Hey, did he drop out?
He did. He announced yesterday, apparently, that he has a bad back, and his doctors have advised him to get some bed rest for the next couple of months, so he has decided to suspend his campaign. So
wow,
he is
out. Albert, right on the cutting edge. Thank you very
much.
Yeah,
but nobody knew because he hasn't done anything, and there's 8,000 other candidates, apparently. So,
yeah, you're right. No, nobody cares. Six after seven with Joe and Al. Frankie, thank you for the espresso. Thank you, Howard Schultz, for inventing Starbucks, because that'll get me through the morning. So Stu, as our engineer.
It's a blonde espresso, because I know you like blondes.
The blonde espresso?
Yeah. No, it is a blonde espresso, but I'm told it has more caffeine than a regular espresso.
You're in a mood this morning, Frankie. You're in Atlantic City mood.
100%.
You really are.
Exactly.
The blonde that Frankie is referring to means there's more caffeine in it.
That's what they say.
But I didn't understand that.
I'm not a Starbucks guy, but it was an emergency.
I went there. I was on a rest stop. I spend most of my time when I go down the Garden State Parkway visiting my children, and I go to a rest stop. There's a Starbucks there, and I said, can I have a double espresso? Would you like a blonde? So I'm thinking, well, this is new that Howard Schultz. No wonder Howard Schultz dropped out of the race. I said, what, like a blonde? What does that mean? Blonde? Why would they call blonde? You think it would be like?
I think it's a lighter bean.
A lighter bean. Oh, there you go. Very, very well said. So thank you. And then Stu, our engineer, who works all night. I talk to you listening, and thanks for listening. It's just the dynamics of a family radio show. So Stu does such a great job with this. He's the only engineer that we have on this 50,000-watt giant. We're the flagship station of all of Salem Media. We got one engineer. Stu is it. Wherever there's a problem, call Stu all hours of the night. So he's working the time. So he goes, listen. Stu goes, in between the break just now, just a second ago, I think I'll get a cup of coffee. I go, you didn't get coffee? And he goes, no. He didn't even have a cup of coffee for our poor engineer who's been up all night. And he goes, Stu, do you have a microphone there? You go, what happened when you went in? Then he goes to the cafeteria. He goes to the employee.
Only. I got kicked out of there already.
This is so Jersey. I love it. I'm not leaving ever. Raise the taxes.
No offense, Frank. No offense, Frank. Stu looks the part of being in the employee cafeteria. You don't. You're in a suit. And let's be fair.
That's very funny. Stu, tell us what happened. He's one of the
nicest. I was expecting this big buffet, you know, a nationally ranked radio show, and I can't even get a cup of coffee.
One of the nicest guys, Seth Grossman, jumping out. Seth Grossman, former Republican candidate for Congress, executive director of LibertyAndProsperity.com. Seth is Jersey guy. Good to see you, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah,
you couldn't get anything either? Stu, tell us what happened. Stu, by the way, one of the nicest individuals on the planet. Dude, a great guy. So you went over to the employee cafeteria. Where's the... I don't even know where
it is. It's right around the corner.
Right. So you figure you're at the employee cafeteria, you can get something to eat.
Yeah, well, I walked in there and I asked the cook, I said, can you make some French toast? And she goes, oh, no, we don't do that. I don't think they had a slice of bread in there.
But did you get coffee?
I did get coffee.
Oh,
but
great. What do they have in the employee cafeteria? Anything that is edible?
All I really saw was a lot of chairs and empty cups.
I'm the Big Shot radio guest. They ask me, wear your badge. Wear your badge. I have no badge. You got to get out. I don't need badge to be in here.
And Seth, you're like everybody knows you with Dow, man. Do you know who I am? That's what you got to say. Okay. Do you know who I am? I'm Seth Grossman. Seth, how are you, my friend?
I used to be somebody. Yeah. That's what they told me. They said, didn't you used to be somebody?
Well, you were running for Congress, and we really like you on the show. You were great, but Jeff Van Drew's in now,
yeah.
And Jeff comes on the show. Hey, man, like these moderate Democrats. Now, I know you're a Republican, right?
Yeah.
So these moderate Democrat, like Jeff Andrew, Josh Gottheimer, they're making sense, but no one cares in Washington.
I don't know, but they when they're back home in conservative districts, they say all the conservative things. When they go to Washington, they vote the way Nancy Pelosi tells them to vote. So that's the problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. And I guess, and we've talked to Josh about that as well, and Jeff about that. But I think that on their behalf, though, I think they're trying to stay away from the fray, and it must be impossible down there. Look, we're talking about Harry, our buddy Harry Early. What's happening in the state here? It turned into a socialist state here. What's going on?
Well, what was going on is a bunch of cowardly, clueless Republicans is what's going on running the show, and I have been an embarrassment to them, and as you probably know, they did everything they could to sabotage my campaign last time by just when I got attacked by Democrats, didn't lift a finger to defend me. No campaign manager, no access to voter list. I couldn't even stand next to Bob Hugin when he was going around. So $35 million, and end up losing three seats in Congress.
Wait. So people will go up to you, Seth. Forgive me. I'm in a silly mood this morning. So people go up to you and go, don't get in the picture. Don't get in the picture. They really would say that?
Absolutely.
Oh, there was
Bob Hugin, when it's $35 million.
Bob's a good guy, by the way.
I know he's a great guy.
So you can't blame Bob.
But he was listening to his consultants that say, you can't be seen. That someone saw you in the same room as Seth Grossman. We have to have a press statement to explain it.
Can't be in the same state.
Did they Photoshop you out if you were seen in the background?
But then when the votes are counted,
no wonder you didn't get served in the cafeteria, Seth. You're Seth Grossman.
But when the votes got counted, though, I did better than the guys they spent millions of dollars on running for Congress. But you would think they'd
Frankie and I loved you, man. You're a lot of fun to have on the radio.
And so now he does these commentaries on radio stations in South Jersey for LibertyAndProsperity.com, right on the money. Like Kate Smith and a lot of cultural issues, right on the money.
Yeah, like again, if they could call Kate, like the Republicans are embarrassed because the Democrats called me a racist. Yeah. But then they call Kate Smith a racist. When you go into the history of her songs, she was a civil rights advocate.
Yes, she was.
She sang songs that Paul Robeson, civil rights pioneer who went to the Soviet Union.
He sang the same song.
Same songs for the same reason because...
It was a sarcastic song and they took
Not just a sarcastic song, but when you... All the biblical references... the balance is wrong. We've got to fight the devil. We've got to blow Gabriel's horn. Of course, nobody today knows what Gabriel's horn is because they never read the Bible, but they were all calls for justice.
Yeah. Seth, you are the man. What about ocean turbines? What is that, ocean turbines?
Well, if you come into Atlantic City, you see five wind turbines.
Yeah, to the left by the Borgata.
That pretend to be generating electricity.
Yeah.
Of course, they... and they're really... five billboards.
They're props. Are they props?
They're props. So
each
of them cost $1.2 million. They generate, you know, a couple hundred dollars of electricity when you don't need it.
Couple,
you know,
$100.
So now
it's not working as well as they had hoped. Huh?
No, the only way, it's a scam. In other words, they say, oh, they're producing money. Yeah, they produce money because you raise the rates on 97% of the customers to pay for the 3% that have this fake green energy.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. So the thing is, if they're losing money at $1.2 million, and by the way, they built them next to the sewage treatment plant, where you could get land cheap next to the sewage treatment plant, and they can't even make money there or produce what you need. So now they're going to stick them 5 miles out in the ocean. So just picture the overhead. You know, like Jackie Mason, the overhead is sticking these wind turbines out in the ocean.
Are they going to put those out?
They
want to
put like 30 or 40 out in the ocean. And what it's going to do, even though Governor Murphy wants them, they put them off this long because you have to raise the rates. In other words, when people have family in Florida, they say, how do you afford the air conditioning? Yeah. And they find out that their Florida electric bills are cheaper than New Jersey electric bills because we jack up our rates to pay for this so-called green energy that is worthless.
So you know, to your point, green energy kind of is a scam, and they use it just to raise the rates and to say, it's green, and then people go with it, and then the rates jump up because of that?
And if you do the arithmetic, so if you do, you know, 99% are subsidizing 1% with green energy, okay, it's a nuisance. You pay a little bit more. Yeah. Then you have more people get the green energy. 2% are sucking from 98%. So it's still not too bad. Once you get to the magic number, like when you have like 7 or 8% green energy and 92% paying, it's astronomical. It's a Bernie Madoff scam, really, with green energy. But they don't tell you the truth. When you look at your electric bill, you never know how much of your electric bill is paying for green energy. And they call it solar credits and this credit and that credit and this fee social benefit fee. And you never know.
Yeah.
But basically, we're about one third of our electric bill is paying for this junk.
Wow.
And they want to make it even more. So welcome to New Jersey.
Seth Grossman, he is executive director of libertyandprosperity.com. Before you let you go, Seth, I'm telling it just as it is here in Atlantic City. But how perilous is the situation with Atlantic City's government debt?
That's what they tell you. Atlantic City's on the verge of recovery, but the bottom line
looks great. Looks like it's doing great, by the way.
It looks good, but there's this like the princess and the pea. They put a lot of mattresses over the pea, but the pea is Atlantic City has about $450 to $500 million of debt for a city of 42,000 people. It's not sustainable, and all that debt was illegal. New Jersey has something called the local budget law. You're supposed to have a balanced budget. When Chris Christie was running for president, he swept it all under the rug and allowed Atlantic City to run a $100 million a year deficit for about 7 or 8 years. And now it has to be paid. And the poor schnooks, do you know in Atlantic City, the casinos are exempt from regular real estate taxes? You have 110 shops are exempt. You have 3,000 units of low and affordable housing. So you only have about 36% of the suckers still
pay taxes. I understand
why
they did that, but you're telling me there's no tax dollar coming in.
Yeah, so the whole burden of this $500 million of debt is on the backs of 36% of the schnooks who still pay property taxes in Atlantic City. And it's just not sustainable, but nobody's talking about it.
All right. But is there any light at the end of the tunnel, Seth? Anything at all?
Yeah. This is what I do as a living, making as a lawyer. We have to do a bankruptcy. We have to have, like, everybody gets paid 30 cents in the dollar. Then Atlantic City can survive. But we've got to reach that day of reckoning, and libertyandprosperity.com is the voice in the wilderness.
All right. So,
well, anyway, thank you for giving me this time to talk about
Seth
that.
Grossman, thank you, Seth. I appreciate your time. Keep the fight up, my brother. He ran for Congress, but he's the executive director now of libertyandprosperity.com. And Jeff Van Drew, of course, I like Jeff Van Drew. Jeff Van Drew nationally is doing a great job.
Well, and Seth and Jeff actually were pretty good friends running against one another.
And like I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that Mr. Van Drew, Congressman Van Drew, even though he's a Democrat, and Josh Gottheimer, that is the party, and that's where they should put. And I don't want to say too loud, because you want to go up against the president in 2020, you got to get the folks, the common sense Democrats,
right.
And they're there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot there that you said they won in a lot of those states.
So they're about. Seth, do you need money for the parking? No, you good? Oh, okay.
We've declared bankruptcy here.
I'll owe you. Sorry.
Thank you, Seth.
He asked if it validated the parking, and I said I would give him the money. But
this trip is costing more for Frank than anybody.
I just spent $29 on coffee, 5-hour energy, and
he bought coffee and stuff and for Joe. Drops. He's validating parking for a guest. He's given a hotel room to one of our hosts. I mean, what's going on here? Frank has to underwrite this trip.
So Seth came over. He asked you for validation.
No. He emailed me in advance. He says, "Do they validate parking?" I said, "I don't know. I'll try and find out."
How's this? No, they don't.
I'll give you the money.
Apparently, Atlantic City's not the only one in debt.
I said, "I'll give you the money for whatever it costs to park."
Will you submit to the station your receipt?
Probably. So that's funny.
Albert, you join you.
Honestly, this is why Frank is having to take loans out.
Once. But
the two of you, what is the problem with just saying, no, they don't validate parking? We'd love for you to come here, but if you can't, it's okay.
You know, I'm looking at our guest list, too. You're not going to have any idea who anybody is on our guest list.
Joe, we have a huge audience down here. There is a huge audience down here.
The guests will know. We just don't validate parking. I'm sorry. That's all.
Right. Well, in fairness, only Seth asked about the parking validation. No one else.
Debbie, aren't you sad that you're not here, Deb?
We're having such a great time. I wish I were there, believe me.
Oh, the swag bags are going through. Grab one. Maybe they have French toast in the swag bag. Maybe
I'll get my French toast. I think if we put Paul Rotella on the radio for a minute, we could probably get one for free. Yeah, hopefully, too.
By the way, I'm looking at the guest list, and it's very impressive,
by the way. Thank you.
I think it's very impressive. A lot to look forward to this morning.
Thank you. Debbie, you are the absolute best.
I want to say something about
Jerry Crowley. He's never wrong.
Come on.
Mr. Crowley was right. He goes, I'm washing my hands of this whole thing. I understand. If Jerry sanctioned it, I'd have French toast here right now.
Yeah, hey. Well, that's true. But instead, you have the soggy eggs. You know, you're going to have to deal with the eggs that, you know, a little brown.
Hash browns. That's great. Going to crack a tooth. I do know a good dentist in town. Debbie, great to hear your voice, Debbie Duhame. How are we doing? AM 970, the answer, 721 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Debbie's watching out for you on the roads in New York, New York.
Okay, let's see what's happening right now. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it out to the LIE East, right at the Northern State. They're just cleaning up an accident over there. Traffic is busy across Bronx West at 3rd Avenue, and we're still seeing a lot of volume on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 140s. Westbound Belt at Farmers Boulevard accident. Also on East 17th Street in Midwood, out by Avenue O, ongoing fire department activity. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln Tunnel 40, Holland still about 40, 440 northbound closed at Culver Avenue, Jersey City. Accident with a down pole, that's causing a delay. And watch out for some slowdowns as well. On the Garden State Parkway northbound, getting up through the area of 135. No problems at the Atlantic City Expressway. And the southbound thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. New England thruway south still jammed up through Rye because of late running construction. Rain today, high of 63. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger.
From the Fox Business Network, Target is taking on Amazon and Walmart in the shipping wars. It will now offer same-day delivery for $9.99 per order on thousands of items. Delivery will be from Ship to company Target purchased nearly 2 years ago. Target previously was offering shipped services for $14 a month or $99 a year. The program covers 65,000 items. Lululemon Athletica says sales of its leggings and jogging clothes were stronger than expected in the spring quarter. It is raising its forecast for the year. Online sales increased 33%. Cybersecurity company CrowdStrike shares rallied in its first day of trading, closing at $58 a share on the NASDAQ. CrowdStrike was priced at $34. The Dow was down 43 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 29. S&P lost 5. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
I love American success stories. I especially love an Italian-American success story like Botticelli Foods. Besides their incredible line of olive oil, Botticelli Foods carries an array of authentic Italian pasta sauces that can be found online at BotticelliFoods.com. The classic marinara, the tomato basil, the roasted garlic, my favorite, the alla vodka, just to name a few. Botticelli pasta sauces are made with the very finest and freshest Italian tomatoes and prepared using traditional Italian recipes. They start with Botticelli extra virgin olive oil. Each sauce is crafted in small batches, mixing in a blend of spices and fine Italian ingredients to ensure a rich homemade flavor. One of their most unique products is their vegan bolognese premium pasta sauce. Made with no meat, it's a wonderful alternative for those with dietary restrictions but still demand great flavor. Go to BotticelliFoods.com. Go to BotticelliFoods.com. Use the promo code MikeG. You'll get free shipping on your entire order. Trust me, you're going to love Botticelli. Make it better with Botticelli. BotticelliFoods.com, the art of Italian flavor.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Business owners, the strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally everywhere with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that puts your products and services on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Is the Electoral College anti-democratic? The presidential candidate with the most popular votes has lost the election at least three times, and for some, this is a flaw in the Constitution. Tara Ross disagrees and argues that the Electoral College is actually one of the guardrails ensuring the stability of the American Republic. Enter to win a copy of Why We Need the Electoral College at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, live from Atlantic City, New Jersey. So we are just having a great time, and I hope you are too. Listen, appreciate it. It is Thursday. It is June 13th, feast day of St. Anthony. How about that? 7:26 right now, and we want to talk to some local folks. Like Frankie says, we do have a lot of listeners down here in South Jersey, so we'd like to bring them to the airwaves in a moment. But I have to tell you about the Gold Shield, because if you have a business or something, this is a great way that you could help. A searing issue, and that is that 22 veterans a day take their own lives. That's over 140,000 since 9/11. We need to put an end to this. It needs to be done now, and our vets didn't hesitate when we needed them. Now it's time for us not to hesitate and answer their call. The answer is Gold Shield. If you're a merchant, we are asking you to sign up today. Pick up the phone. You can call as well, 888-526-9111, 888-526-9111, or go to thegoldshield.us and sign up. Remember, every one of your current and potential customers is listening to the message that I'm telling you about right now. So they're not asking consumers for a donation, but simply to shop Gold Shield merchants. It's as simple as that. And the money goes into a 501c3, which is a nonprofit IRS designation, right? And the 501c3 then distributes the donations into the best PTSD organizations. 100% of the donations are distributed to fight veteran suicide, as well as cancer research. It's a really beautiful concept. It really is, the way we could all join together and help our veterans, you know. So that's why we just ask you to do this. Go to, if you're, especially if you're a business, go to the goldshield.us. It's the goldshield.us.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, screaming at you from Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're at the Tropicana down there. For the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, they have a big, big gathering here. And our boss, our guru, Phil Boyce, is being honored, and they asked me to have the honor of introducing Mr. Boyce. So I said, absolutely, I would. So we brought the whole show down here, and we're having a lot of fun. So we wanted to just talk about Atlantic City. I'm a Jersey guy, so please forgive me, especially if you're listening outside the area. And we have so many listeners on AM970Answer.com around the world. Come to Atlantic City. It's great. It's like I'm a Jersey boy, and the city is up and running. Had a couple bumps along the way, but right now it's doing great. Jesse Kurtz is the only Republican member of the Atlantic City Council. Jesse, welcome to the program. Nice of you to join us this morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me, and thanks a lot for being here in town, man. You're such a great promoter of Atlantic City, and we appreciate it.
You know what? It's a great town. And as I go, Jesse, as I go and I show up, and then I see people that I've known for 30, 40 years almost. So I came here to the Trop, and so I walked in, and I didn't see any bellmen, but I walk in, and I finally catch the bellman. I'd known these guys when I first started out, man. When I was probably your age, man. I tell you, I was so young, and I'm walking. Hey, how you? Walter's downstairs, and they all know everything about how Carl Icahn had this property. Now it's over. Someone else bought it, and you bought the Chelsea right next door, and they know everything about the property. And the property's jumping. I remember Dennis Gomes, rest his soul, the brilliant late great Dennis Gomes, worked for Donald J. Trump for many, many years. Came over here, started the French Quarter down here in the Tropicana, which is still to this day. I was at Cuba Libre, my buddy Barry Gutton's restaurant, which was great. So the town is really, you're seeing, doing very, very well, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you're mentioning just a few of, like, the great stories. I mean, Atlantic City could be described as a resort of stories, and there's just such tremendous history and great figures in the industry and in the town in general that have brought up in a very small space. You know, Atlantic City, for people who come here, it's a small town. It's 48 blocks. But we reach millions and millions of people each year in person, and even more so in the larger extent. And what has happened here in our kind of like bite-sized chunk of New York City with the caliber of entertainment and attractions is really special. And we're glad that, you know, this morning we can talk a little bit about it and hopefully, you know, show some more of your listeners the great things that are happening here.
Yeah, where are you from? You from around this area?
Born and raised here in Atlantic City.
No.
So Atlantic City born, Atlantic City bred.
Where'd you go to school, man?
I was homeschooled.
So. This is wild, man. You were homeschooled?
I was.
And then I always think about doing that with my kids. And by the way, you know, Jesse, by the way, I have to tell you this. So Frank's the first thing Frank told me. Jesse Kurtz, 7 children?
Yes, sir.
7 children. That's 2 more than I have. I told you, I got to catch up. How many Eddie Murphy's got? What, 10 now? How many kids? Something. I got a lot to catch it up to do, I'm telling you right now.
And you've mentioned a couple times about it being St. Anthony's feast today. I mean,
yeah.
He's like the corporate sponsor of our household, you know, to keep me from losing the kids. It's like when you can't see him, sorry, St. Anthony, help me out. Where are they? Where did they go?
That's very funny. That's if you lose something, you go to St. Anthony.
Absolutely.
Including your children. That is great. Oh, my. How do you come up with that many names? I don't know if I come up with that. Do you name them after somebody? You name them after?
Hey, you know, we're good Catholics, so yeah. We name them after saints.
Did you meet your wife at a pro-life rally?
We did.
Look at you, man.
Yes.
So the pro-life rally in New Jersey, a pro-life rally?
It's actually, you know, part of it, I think, extended through here. But now we met, and we kind of stayed. We both went to Catholic colleges and stayed friends through college. And I realized after a few years I'd be an idiot if I didn't propose to her. And you know, and she said yes. Thank goodness. We just celebrated 12 years a few days ago. So you know, very happy.
Where'd you do the proposal? Was it a big thing?
No, it was low key. It was low key.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was just so nervous. I think between elected life and being involved in things that I'm a little smooth, but man, I sounded like such an idiot to use that word again that it was barely a question when it came out. It was more of like, blah, 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 marry me.
I do the same thing. We do. It's like life is good. If you find somebody you love and you try to, do the proposal, it's like you just kind of trip over yourself. So you're a Catholic. Our Lady Star of the Sea.
Born and raised out of the parish here.
That particular parish?
It's citywide now, They combine with some of the other churches. I mean, for anybody visiting St. Nicholas of Tolentine, it's like
gorgeous.
Straight out of Italy.
Gorgeous
beautiful
church.
Place.
Right off the casinos. And they got masses all the time down here.
We do. Yeah, we do. Atlantic City boasts of two of the top five most diverse census tracts in the state. So, you have a lot of, like, even in the parishes or the city in general, a lot of people, Filipino, Latino, all Vietnamese, all different nationalities. It's a really great mixing pot here.
Yeah, so as a Catholic, Jesse, and I'm a diehard Catholic. I talk about it every day on the air.
Great.
I don't want to preach, or anything like that. But we believe in the church. We ain't moving. We're dedicated to the church. We celebrate the saints, and you have a resistance in politics. They don't want to hear that anymore.
It's a shame that some people really have singled out the church in particular and demonized her. And I just think, look, we all have our faults, and especially institutions, please. Anybody who's an honest broker looking at institutions, I mean, everybody has their flaws. But you look fundamentally, no other institution has done more good for Western civilization and for this country, for that matter. You look at the great hospitals, the schools, the great charitable organizations that to this day, I mean, my dream is to go to the Al Smith dinner one of these years and go and check it out with the great work that kind of comes out of, New York City.
We might be able to make that happen, Frankie, huh?
You got to pay. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm like, five boroughs, Frank sent me in here.
Exactly.
Aren't I on the list or something?
We might be able to make that happen. That's a goal? He's a young guy. Look at this. He wants to go to the Al Smith dinner in New York. That big dinner. Yeah, sure. Well, I was with Cardinal Dolan just the other day with the Cabrini nuns, with the Cabrini sisters. The Cabrini Foundation, which does great work. And I was the master of ceremonies, and the cardinal came by, and I was with all the priests and all the nuns, man. So I'm telling you, and I talk about it on the air.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you hear about every other religion, but the Catholics are getting bashed, and we're not going to take it anymore. Jesse, we've had it. We're done. It's okay to be Catholic, man. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
Come on.
And we've got a nice little New York City Catholic connection here. The Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal from the Bronx set up shop down here about a year or two
ago.
And they're doing great work on like Pacific Avenue, dealing with some of the people. They're struggling here with issues and poverty. And they're just a great force for good here in the town. And we as a city, welcome them. We're so thankful to have them. And, just part of like collectively, whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, to look out for other people, to be selfless. That's essential today.
You're a nice guy. And please take this as a compliment. How did you get elected down here?
Well, I've always had an unhealthy interest in politics from an early age. And I blame my parents, talking about it.
It's an addiction, I understand.
But it's awesome. I mean, it's a lot of excitement. And, all the bad rap that we get in politics, I think for people, there's a lot of dedicated people. And if you're willing to kind of buck the trend, you can do some good things. And we're doing that in Atlantic City.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It looks like it's in a really, really good turnaround in this beautiful town that I've been coming to for before you were born, Jesse. Jesse, do you homeschool your children?
We do.
You homeschool your seven kids. We got to let you go. So walk me through homeschooling the kids. What do? You bring somebody in to help?
The great thing with technology, and I work in technology, is that so much of the learning is delivered online, and so you can get really high quality, high caliber education right there in your home today. So it's
you
a great
and your
combination.
Wife do it?
Yes.
You and your
and
wife?
She's the brains.
This is great. You know what? You're an anomaly, man. But thank you, Frankie. This is great that you came on the air with us, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me,
Joe. Keep the fight. And you want Al Smith, you let us know. We can work on that for you, seriously.
You got it.
All right, Jesse Kurtz right there, the only Republican member of the Atlantic City Council. A nice, nice young man. Great to talk to you and love to you and your family. Hey, Joe on the radio, 7:37 right now. Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local right there in New York, New York on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Five people, including a baby, have been injured in a huge blaze that has ripped through three homes in Midwood, Brooklyn this morning. Fire broke out around 4:30 a.m. at 1488 East 17th Street. Nearly 200 firefighters have been called in to battle the flames. No word on what has ignited the large fire. Mayor de Blasio praising state lawmakers for coming to an agreement on rent regulation laws. He says over the last several decades, landlords have successfully fought against tenant protections, resulting in the loss of 300,000 affordable apartments. Albany lawmakers have an agreement in place to permanently extend rent control, and rules will be changed regarding evictions as well. De Blasio says while the city has done its best to help tenants, including free legal counsel and a robust public housing program, this was a needed step. In sports, Yankees and Mets were both off yesterday. The Bombers will open up a series on the south side of Chicago tonight against the White Sox, while the Mets still host the Cardinals at Citi Field. The St. Louis Blues, they're Stanley Cup champions for the first time ever in team history. They beat the Bruins in Game 7 in Boston by the final of 4-1. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. You mentioned the fire department activity in Brooklyn over in Midwood. 17th Street is blocked between Avenue N and Avenue O because of that four-alarm fire. Let's see what's happening here as you head to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Heavy Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano and the Belt westbound at Farmers Boulevard. An accident there as well. Traffic is moving slowly this morning on the LIE westbound through South Oyster Bay Road. More volume out through Casino Boulevard. Southern State Parkway West slowing down by the Meadowbrook. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln 40, Holland 40, 440 northbound, still closed at Culver Ave in Jersey City. It's an accident with a down pole and wires. Garden State Parkway North at 149 accident. No problems to report on the Atlantic City Expressway, and still very busy on the southbound side of 95 as you get down through Rye with construction cleared. Rain today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, former mayor of Atlantic City, our friend Don Guardian is going to come up in a second. I want to take you to Brooklyn, New York, though. If you're anything like me and you're craving Italian food, you want to eat the best. And there's no better place than Michael's of Brooklyn, right there on Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn is a true staple. You know, it's family-owned. That's what I love about it. Operated by Fred, Johnny, Marianne is there. Michael himself is there. You know, they've been in business since 1964. You got to stop in, experience an unforgettable meal at one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. This, according to the Food Network. So, come this week. I'm going to go out to Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, I really appreciate that Fred and Johnny, they jumped on board. We went to our sales gal, Mary, right? And she said, Joe, you got to check out Michael's of Brooklyn. And I'm a Jersey guy, really kind of in tune to Jersey, maybe Manhattan, right? They said, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. I went out. I sat with Marianne. I sat with Fred. And then I talked to my friend, Dr. Rock Positano. They all know each other. Everybody in Brooklyn knows each other. Arthur Idala, you know, and everybody. They all know each other. Telling me how great Michael's of Brooklyn. I had the meal at Michael's of Brooklyn. It is truly one of the best meals you will ever have. And beyond that, and what I love about it, they maintain the authentic legacy of Italian tradition. And I love that. Then they were kind enough to come on to this show early on. They were first. Michael's of Brooklyn, right? And there was a loyalty there. Now, not only is it one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States, the sauce is now all over the United States. And when you reach out to me, and I see your tweets from Nashville, from Little Rock, Arkansas, from all over, and you say, hey, Joe, South Carolina the other day, look what I saw on the shelf, Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You've got to take it home. But if you're local or if you're visiting New York, you've got to get out to the great borough of Brooklyn and go to Avenue Art and Nostrand and experience truly one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. According to the Food Network, Michael's of Brooklyn. Proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe on the radio, live from Atlantic City, 7:44 in the morning. One of our favorite people, me and Frankie Five Boroughs. Frankie is right next to me down here in Atlantic City, sitting right next to me. We're on Radio Row for the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. Don Guardian, former Mayor Don Guardian, who really helped bring this city back in such a big way. Don, great to see you, Mr. Mayor. Great to see you. You look well with your bow tie, spiffy as always. And welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Joe. Great to see you and Frank down in Atlantic City. Good morning, New York. Great to be on AM 970, The Answer.
There he is. And what's great about the mayor, he didn't get into a fight in the garage on the way over. I think this is great. Thank you for that. The mayor, you leave office, man. I love it. I see, this is it. People always say, oh, you like Donald Trump. I love the, you know what? I support the president. I love the drama in politics. Yeah. I love the drama. So you do the best that any mayor's done. You know, in the city, to what you have done. And so then, you know, the other side comes in, you lose by a vote or something, and then the mayor gets into a fight in a parking garage, and it goes by. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but God, I love the drama of it all. And you must be going, you know, I tried to tell you, right?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Atlantic City's always exciting. So if we don't get the entertainment, the casino, we produce it ourselves and stuff. It's a fun city to be in.
But it's doing well. It looks like it's doing well. This hotel, as we speak, the Tropicana, it's almost at 90% today on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And so, I've never seen that in years.
Yeah, Joe, I'm real proud of Trop. I mean, 15 years ago, most people wanted to bulldoze it. I mean, it was just dying.
They did, right?
Like that. Yep. And they brought it back. Did a great job and stuff. Tony Rodio
Tony
was a good man.
Yeah.
And, you know, a day like this where it's raining, anywhere else, you're going to either watch Netflix or read a book. But here you got all that shopping. You got Carmine.
Yeah.
You got Cuba Libre and things. You got the escape room. Lots to do right here, covering you from the inclement weather. So.
And, you know, with respect to the late, great Dennis Combs, who I keep mentioning, he was kind of a mentor to a lot of us. And what a great man he was. And he built that whole French Quarter. I guess when he pitched the French Quarter, and if you come down Lake City, you see in the Tropicana.
Latin.
Yeah, it's like.
Latin Quarter.
Yeah, Latin. Is it called the Latin Quarter now? Yes. What did I say? French Quarter?
I'm thinking New Orleans. Now I'm thinking oysters. You're going to buy me some oysters?
Did I say the French? No, you're the best. The Latin Quarter, it's down there. It's a whole group of shops, but the upscale shops.
Yeah, great shops. It's really nice. And it's fun.
Yeah. But Dennis Combs had that vision.
Yeah.
But when he pitched it, people thought that he was just crazy, right?
Yeah.
Right?
And, you know, Barbara, his wife, is doing well. I see her all the time.
Yeah,
and, of course, the his son and the new family and things all good. I just want to tell you, you know, I thought it was Frankie Staten Island guy and stuff. Now he's Five Boroughs and stuff
That's
like
right.
That.
I was promoting.
Well, exactly. Wow. I'm impressed.
That's right.
He loves this town.
I know he does. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Between, Mr. Mayor, I think we're here because of Frank, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know that.
Phil Boyce is the boss. Yeah. I was going to come down and do a I'm introducing him later, you know, as he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So, but all of a sudden, we're broadcasting from Atlantic City. It was all Frankie's doing. Yeah. Now, you know that.
He knows how to have a good time in our city and
that's
stuff.
For
and
sure.
I like when he invites me. The first time, Joe, he sends me an email, and I'm thinking he just has a typo because it says
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, Eve. So I just figured it was one, two, Eve.
Yeah.
And so I talked close. And I said, listen, this guy's a fun guy. I think, you know, we start there for the evening and stuff like that. And so on New Year's Eve, the day after the party, we show up in Brigantine, and Lou says, what a loser. I don't know who this guy is, but he does that one car in the driveway and things.
But indeed, it was the night before.
But then the last couple of years, I got the right date and a great party.
He's a staple. Yeah.
So you going to run again, you think?
I think I love Mayberry and 1965, which is right where Tom's River is these days.
Man, look at you.
Yeah, my crisis is like, you know, more pickleball courts for the old people, more bocce ball courts for the Italian, sand on the boardwalk crisis this morning.
The most Italians in New Jersey are?
Absolutely.
Tom's River, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So you're there. What is your capacity in Tom's River?
It's the administrator, the city administrator and stuff. Love it. Yeah, I think 80% of the town's name ends in a vowel.
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
There's no doubt about that.
You know, Mr. Mayor, we were talking about...
But nothing like Michael's, by the way.
Yeah, right. Michael's of Brooklyn, man. We're out there this tomorrow night, actually. So George Norcross did so much for the state. And you know that South Jersey helped rebuild. Matter of fact, South Jersey, when I started out over about 40 years ago, it had no personality. It was all North Jersey. It was all about North Jersey outside of New York. And then you had a peripheral around Philadelphia. But then Lewis Katz jumped in. But specifically,
Katz and Norcross have made South Jersey. No doubt about it.
But George, really, the way that he built Camden. The way he built Camden up, with Governor Christie, by the way, you got to give, whether you're a fan or not, I know. You got to give credit to
the people. I do, and I will. Camden was on its last leg. There's no residents there, and there really was no hope. And you had to pump some funding in. If you didn't pump the funding, the businesses wouldn't have come. But you look at Rutgers University now, you look at
Cooper.
The aquarium, look at Cooper. I mean, it's a major medical center that you're proud of now.
So as a politician in a rough political town, let's say, what is the governor, with due respect to Governor Murphy, who's a great guy, Do you really want to tangle with George Norcross? I mean, seriously?
On a personal note, no.
You know, I mean, there's no way the governor can win this. And now he's going to the attorney general. And then I'm looking at all that Mr. Norcross has indeed done for the state. And I'm saying, why would the governor even go here? What? How about taxes? Can we talk about taxes first? Am I right or wrong?
Taxes, everything's about taxes. Steve Sweeney, we're either 100% on board or we're at opposite ends. But his idea that we can't afford the pension, 13% of every municipality, that's what you pay of the salary going into a pension system that's broken.
Yeah.
You need a 401k. You made promises to people that are working now. Let them stay in the pension, but you know, go back 5 years and everyone else got to come out of it. You got to do a 401k, and then you got to have reasonable health care and stuff. You can't have 15% increase each year.
Yeah. Don Guardian, I know you, Don. I hate to even say this, but I say this just because you had to be brave. First gay mayor of New York, but to be gay in politics, even still. Now you blaze the path for like Buttigieg to go in.
Yeah.
You know, but it's
every,
but I love it all about you and your husband. We don't even think about it. Nobody cares. Let's just go onward and forward.
Nice conversation to have during Pride Month. and probably the largest Pride event ever coming up in New York City on the 30th.
Yeah. So, but that, I tell you what.
50th anniversary of Stonewall, kind of big deal.
Yeah, it's true. But listen, what you've done for this city. That I love, man. This is my Vegas right here in Atlantic City.
I know.
Thanks for all you've done, Mr. Mayor.
I appreciate that. It's a great place, you know, whether you're bicycling on the boardwalk, swimming in the ocean, fishing on one of the piers, enjoying the gaming. And then now we have some really cool places. You think it's Brooklyn. If you get down to Tennessee Avenue and stuff and you get to the beer garden, you get to the chocolate factory. That infuses the liquor with the chocolate, great coffee house.
Look at that.
All of that.
We love it. Or the Latin corner. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Love to everybody, and thank Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Always great to be on.
Thanks,
AM 970, The Answer.
There it
with
is.
Jersey Joe, Joe Piscopo, broadcasting live from the world-famous Atlantic City Boardwalk with Frankie, have to say, Staten Island guy.
There it is.
On his side. And, thanks,
and
guys.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mr.
Day.
Mayor. Thank you so much. And Debbie Duhame out there on the roads in New York, New York, on AM 970, The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, I had the pleasure of meeting Mayor Guardian at one of Frankie's parties. What a great guy. Good morning to you, Joe. And let's see what's happening right now over on the Taconic southbound getting down through Yorktown. It's an accident on the shoulder, 9W southbound at Short Clove Road in Havistraw. It's an accident there. Still busy southbound thruway as you get down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, 287 East, heavy out by 95 because of that earlier construction over in Rye. Inbound GWB, that's 15. Lincoln, 45. Holland, about 35. 440 North, still closed in Jersey City by Culver Avenue. Accident with a down pole and wires. Garden State Parkway North at 149, getting up through Bloomfield. A collision, no problems on the Atlantic City Expressway. Problems on the Gowanus eastbound at 38th. It's a disabled car in the way. That's what's causing the delays. And expect delays on the Whitestone Expressway south getting down toward 14th Avenue with a collision. Rain likely today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Enter to win a copy of Tara Ross's Why We Need the Electoral College at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Oh, thank you, Albert. Hey, Joe on the radio, 754. Can I say about Rhino Shield? People keep asking me, Joe, how do I get Rhino Shield? How can I Rhino Shield my house? I'll give you the number for Susan, 877-744-6608, or you can go to rhinoshieldofny.com, all right? That's simple as that. You got to try. You know what? You get a free estimate. I remember hearing John Gambling. I told you this before when I hear about Rhino Shield. You know, the great John Gambling, when he was on the radio, I'd say, Ron, that's very interesting, you know? Then Susan comes here onto the station and says, Joe, we want you to talk about Rhino Shield. Then everybody starts using Rhino Shield. And Susan says, Joe, I want to put Rhino Shield in your house so you could see how great it is. So when you tell people about Rhino Shield, you'll know about it firsthand. Susan comes out. She gives me a variety of colors. We go online. She graphically puts my house on a picture on the computer with different colors. Her team sends in, you know, these different, what do you like? I put it to the kids. I told you this story many times. Michael wins because Michael's living with me, right? He gets the plum color, the burgundy color. It's like, and we come out. Now, I have to tell you, it's the best, smartest thing I've ever done and the most cost-effective thing I have ever done on the house. It's a coating. It's like a paint, but it's a ceramic coating. That's what Rhino Shield is. It actually seals your house, seals your building. So when I have some workers out, they were doing some gardening, and I said, they go, the house looks good. I go, look, this is Rhino Shield. It still looks like it's freshly painted every single day. If you got a business, you have a home, it comes in any color you want, insulating qualities, soundproofing qualities, guaranteed for 25 years, never to chip, to peel, or to mold. You've got to call Susan. If you're a business or a home and you don't want to paint, please call Susan. Save yourself thousands of dollars and call Susan at Rhino Shield for a free estimate. 877-744-6608. Or go to, please, rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
7:57 with Joe on the radio. And I got to tell you, Joe Lumberg is on his way to Michigan. He's going to do a 24-hour bike-a-thon. Rob Miller sitting in for him today at the Weather Answer Desk. Rob, how are you? How are we looking weather-wise? Rain all day, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a pretty wet day across much of the boroughs. Some steadier rain moving in over the next few hours. Going to get even a little heavier by late morning, early afternoon hours. And some of that could cause some flooding of drainage areas, maybe ponding of water on roadways. So if you're going to be out and about through the afternoon hours, might want to take it easy. Give yourself a few extra minutes to get around where you need to go. The good news, though, is this rain should be moving out this evening. Just some spotty showers late this afternoon and evening. Clearing out overnight. Nice day tomorrow, though on the windy side, temperatures rebounding into the low to mid-70s, but a really nice day for Saturday with mostly sunny skies, temperatures back in the 80s.
Well done, Rob. Thanks so much. Rob Miller from our Weather Answer Desk. You know what, Paulie, you want to stick around? Listen, wait, after the break, we'll go. Paul Rutello is our host down here. He's the boss of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. By the way, built this into a great, great organization. They are honoring our programming guru, a man we have immense respect for. And forgive me for being in the weeds a little bit about the broadcasting, but Phil Boyce is the guy we all admire. He is into the Hall of Fame, and I will be the one that is introducing him into the Hall of Fame. For the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. So that's what we're doing down here. Frankie Five Barrels, I see he's got like coffee. I'm waiting for like a bourbon to show up this early in the morning. And you know what? We're in Atlantic City. So you know what happens in Atlantic City? I'm just saying. We'll be right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are looking into the death of a 26-year-old woman in Plainsboro, New Jersey. Cops say a wellness check led to the discovery of her, Carolyn Byton's, body inside her apartment, but police aren't saying how she was killed. Meantime, the medical examiner office is ruling the death a homicide. Cops won't say if they are looking for anyone in particular. New York state lawmakers are one step closer to ending the so-called pink tax. The assembly has passed a bill that would prevent businesses from charging different prices for similar products that are branded separately for men and women. This would include products like razors and shampoo. The legislation now heads to the Senate with the session ending next week. Supporters of the bill called the pink tax discriminatory.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.